Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lyle Luttrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weisselr. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Weisselr. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heaton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Smith scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luttrell. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weisler juggles the ball. That's an error on Weisler. Carrasquel moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Weisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weisler strikes out. Hegan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weisler out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-1 in the game. Regalado hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Seavers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Seavers moves to second. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luttrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Luttrell reaches second base with a double. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Berberet reaches third base with a triple. Luttrell scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Weiselrr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiselrr is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiselrr strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berberet scores. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0 for 2 in the game. Regalado hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado juggles the ball. That's an error on Regalado. Sievers moves to second. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. One out. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Luttrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to second for the out. Sievers scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luttrell. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Luttrell steals second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Bob Wieselre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieselre is 0-for-2 in the game. Wieselre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lemon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Lyle Luttrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luttrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Luttrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 0-for-3 in the game. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Luttrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Regalado moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Paula pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Bob Weiselr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiselr is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiselr bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Paula moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Yost reaches second base with a double. Paula scores. It's 5-2, Senators. Ray Narlski now pitching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs juggles the ball. That's an error on Severs. Busby scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Senators. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball four. Avila moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.